So here we have the first of two files giving an example which is displaying the current time. Here we have the basic JavaScript in the header, which is very typical of the use of set timeout. You usually need another variable, which is here timer running, which is true or false, which just tells your JavaScript whether or not you started the set timeout. That is distinct from the timer ID, which we actually preset to null. So we have a function called stop clock, which basically cleans everything up, which tests to see if the timer running is true. If so, it actually clears the timeout, and then it says timer running to be false. The critical one is start clock, which first stops the clock, and then it actually shows the time. Shows the show time uses the date method to find the time. We skip over that particular part of piece of JavaScript, and then we will load it into the text field of a form, which is given on the following file. Then we set a timeout with a thousand milliseconds, 1 second as the time interval, which calls show time when that set timeout has expired, and we set timer running to be true because we have started the timer.